Right now, joining us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, the head coach of the latest national championship team, the 57th national team championship in University of Texas history, 53rd NCAA title, and the third for Texas women's tennis. Coach Howard Joffe joins us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Coach, congratulations. Great to visit with you. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks, Craig, and thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you, and I know you're still down in Florida because you definitely have a vested interest in what is still going on because you've got singles and doubles play to happen as well, and I know you had in addition to that, Kylie Collins and Lulu Sun being able to play and win in doubles as well, and I want to get to some of that, but first of all, I'm always curious to get the thoughts of the head coach on how you process the mountaintop experience of the national championship. We know kids are excited and they're kind of in their own cloud nine universe, so to speak. What about for coaches? How did you take it all in and process being able to coach this national championship team?
Craig, great question. And any other players on my team will know I'm never one who's short for words. but in this instance, it's a little bit of a hackneyed cliche. I would say I'm a little bit at a loss and speechless to the extent that it hasn't fully sunk in. I will tell you that anyone that watched on the Tennis Channel the final match, obviously a lot of your listeners may or may not be intimately knowledgeable on how tennis works. So by way of analogy, the match that the championship match that we won would have sort of been like in a basketball analogy, being up by one with 20 seconds to go, being down by one by, 19 seconds, and back and forth in that way, and then one on sort of a buzzer beater. And so watching the match and then having that moment when the final ball was hit and Lulu clinched it for us happen, you can imagine my nervous system had been through the ringer only 15,000 times. and it was actually hard to process that we'd actually won. So I think just the way I described it in of itself, pretty sensational feeling because you're just running sort of on adrenaline. But just for me as a coach, an old coach now with a lot of gray hair, to see the joy, we had a group that are just lovely people. Obviously, very skilled tennis players, but lovely people fundamentally. To see the joy in their eyes and the jumping and dancing and screaming probably is chicken soup for an old man's soul that will fill me up for a lifetime.
When you knew. When it became apparent that Lulu's match was going to be the deciding match, did you have a good feeling of confidence at that point? I mean, some coaches are completely at ease knowing that it's in the hand of freshmen. Others maybe a little bit more nervous about the moment or the specific matchup. What was going through your mind when it became apparent that her match was going to be the decider?
It's funny. I think like oftentimes one has the luxury from the outside of seeing something and understands the import. I mean, obviously, I'm no dummy. I'm coaching the team, and I understood the import. But I was so invested in trying on the changeovers to give Lulu some soulful information that would help get her over the line that the consequences, if you will, of winning and losing didn't occur to me that much at the time. What was interesting, Craig, about that match is for 20-odd years I've been doing this, and what happens so often in matches and certainly in these deciding matches, like Lulu and the young lady from Pepperdine, is that as the pressure increases, as your question suggests, as we get closer to this is what it's all for. Usually one player starts to sort of wilt under that pressure, and you see a slew of errors again for your listeners, analogous to, teams starting to down the stretch miss free throws or receivers drop passes on that last drive when, and the thing that was so interesting about this match is Lulu raced out to a lead, just a walloping winner after winner. The other kid raised her game. It was so incredibly unusual that with all the marbles on the line, both kids' level of performance got better and better and better as the match went on. And so I feel just very fortunate. I certainly trust Lulu, but I'm very well aware that that was swinging and could have swung the other way, you know, on a dime.
For folks who didn't know, the match was tied 3-3, and the freshman Lulu Sun taking on Taisia Pachkaleva, I believe it's how it's pronounced. But anyway,
yep.
She went up 6-4 and then dropped the second set 6-7, and it goes 7-5 in the final set, and a lot of drama as we visit with Howard Jaffe, Texas women's tennis coach, on the heels of the national championship here on Light the Tower on the Horn with Craig Way and Jeff Howe.
Coach, I think what makes this even more remarkable with the pressure that you just talked about that gets put on young women when they're in a tournament for a national plan with a national championship on the line. Of your six singles players, five of them were true freshmen. How have, in all your years around college tennis, have you heard of that? And what's this experience been like having five true freshmen in your singles lineup?
Yeah, Jeff, that excellent observation. Firstly, it's unheard of. I mean, we've all heard of the Fab Five at Michigan. I was way back when college player when Michigan had that great basketball team. But yeah, five of our six starters, genuine freshmen. And the thing over the course of the year that I knew going into the year is, as tennis players, just independently their skills, their abilities, we had a team that was perfectly capable of winning it. But when you've got five of your six starters who have never done it in the cauldron that is college tennis and the pressure associated with it, the big charge on me and in turn on our players was over the course of the year to have some personal growth, you know. I'd said to the team early in the year that the degree to which the freshmen were able to grow and mature and have whatever we'd like to call the term, poise, psychological toughness, whatever that might be, that would define how far we went. And I think that the freshmen really did, for lack of a sillier way to say it, grow up. We had lost in the final of the national indoor to North Carolina, where we were in a commanding lead, and a couple of these young folks unraveled. And I think in a way that defeat paved the way for the growth that was necessary over the next 3 months to make the other night an actuality.
Interesting, Howard, that you bring up the loss to North Carolina. I was going to ask you about the fact that, of course, North Carolina lost to Pepperdine in the other semifinal, and I thought, well, maybe the opportunity to, as they say, balance the books went by the boards there. And then, of course, the reality is, though, you were going up against, from a tennis perspective anyway, your alma mater since you spent 3 years at Pepperdine. What was that come full circle experience like for you to see your group go up against the team where you played in the early 90s?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of in the aftermath something to ponder and all the rest of those things. Of course, this isn't a television show. If you saw me, you'd see the gray hair and understand that my time at Pepperdine was literally a good lifetime and a half ago. And so certainly in the match, there was, you know, no sentimental thoughts about going against my former school. But I will tell you, Pepperdine has an excellent team, and of course I'm only for the Longhorns. And so it was very nice in the aftermath of the match. I walking to the press met with some of the Pepperdine administration and so forth, and they were just tremendously gracious, and I had a great time there. But boy, oh boy, am I happy the Texas Longhorns won.
I want to get one more bit of thought from you, Howard, and that is on the fact that it was in this incredible experience. I know folks get excited about it and say, hey, here's a national championship. And yet, I also know in your mind and in the minds of some of your players, there's still work to be done. I pointed out that the Kylie Collins and Lulu Sun got a doubles victory yesterday, so singles and doubles are still going on. So how do you recalibrate with the players you still have competing on the individual level for championships?
Yeah, I mean, it is such a good question and an interesting one. A little nuance in our sport is the team event happens and then directly after is the individual. And over all the years, I was a college tennis player and now obviously a coach. It's just human nature that the teams that go to that final day, we finished at like 11 o'clock at night. By the time everyone settled from celebrating, it was the wee hours of the morning. To have to come back and play the next day, it's just human nature. It could be analogous for your listeners to have Tom Brady win the Super Bowl and the next morning, report for optional training camp. You know, it's just unheard of. And so I think the players are playing a little bit like chickens with their head cut off by memory and adrenaline. I know that Lulu's singles match was just unbelievably demanding physically, and then, of course, the emotion of it. And so we'll see how they go tonight. They beat a very good team from Notre Dame yesterday, and they play a team from Carolina tonight. And, obviously we're always looking to win, but I think anything that they can do here is just gravy and punctuates one of the better and most memorable seasons ever.
He's Howard Joffe. He's the head coach of the national championship Texas women's tennis team. They got a chance to light the tower in their own special way. And Howard, we couldn't be happier for you. I'm thrilled for you. And I know, like I said, even though there's still work to be done for some of your kids, the excitement is very palpable and understandable and well-deserved. I appreciate you taking the time. And enjoy the rest of your time down there in Orlando. We'll look forward to seeing you back in town.
Thank you guys so much for having us on your show. Have a great day.